Good morning and welcome to Simply People. It's Saturday, April 6th. On today's show, Hailey Erbert makes a triumphant return to the red carpet after her craniectomy with Derek Ho, and Twitch streamer Ninja reveals he's officially cancer-free. Plus, Gillian Anderson shares Rufus Sewell's behind-the-scenes transformation into Prince Andrew for Scoop. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply People. We start off with a heartwarming update from the world of dance. Hailey Erbert, the So You Think You Can Dance alum, made her first red carpet appearance since her emergency craniectomy 4 months ago. She and her husband, Derek Ho, attended an exclusive cocktail reception to celebrate the official launch of Hulu on Disney+. This comes on the same day Erbert announced that she is cleared to join Ho again on the Symphony of Dance tour. Here to discuss this further is Celeste, a correspondent for Simply People. Can you tell us more about this?
Certainly, David. After a traumatic health crisis, Erbert's return to the red carpet and the announcement of her return to the dance tour is indeed a significant milestone. In December 2023, Erbert was diagnosed with a cranial hematoma from a burst blood vessel. She underwent a craniectomy, followed by cranioplasty surgery to replace a large portion of her skull, leading to the postponement of the tour.
That must have been a challenging time for her. How is she feeling about returning to the dance tour?
Erbert expressed her excitement about getting back to dance after such a traumatic event. She told People that dance has been a part of her life for as long as she can remember, and she's excited to see the people who have supported her throughout her healing journey. She also shared a clip from their rehearsal on Instagram, stating that being able to dance again is igniting her soul and speeding up her recovery.
That's truly inspiring. And how about Derek Ho? How does he feel about his wife's return to the stage?
Ho is equally excited and amazed by his wife's recovery. He mentioned that they've had extensive conversations and tests with different doctors, and Erbert is all clear to perform. He also noted that Erbert has an amazing team surrounding her, ensuring she is healthy.
It's great to hear about the support she's receiving. How has the public reacted to this news?
The public has shown immense support for Erbert's recovery and return to dance. Her Instagram post received comments from celebrities like Jennifer Lopez and Amy Purdy, expressing their happiness and support for Erbert's journey.
Thanks for joining us, Celeste. In other news, popular Twitch streamer Ninja, whose real name is Richard Tyler Blevins, has announced that he is officially cancer-free. The online streamer had previously revealed his skin cancer diagnosis and has now shared the good news of his recovery. Here to discuss this further is Michael, a correspondent for Simply People. Can you tell us more about Ninja's journey?
Certainly, David. Ninja, who is 32, revealed the news of his recovery on X, which was formerly known as Twitter. He had initially discovered his skin cancer during an annual checkup with a dermatologist. The dermatologist had removed a mole on the bottom of his foot as a precaution, which later turned out to be melanoma. Doctors also removed another dark spot that appeared near it.
How did Ninja share this news with his fans?
Ninja shared the news in a post, stating that the excision was successful with clear margins and that a lesion biopsied nearby showed only mild atypia and was entirely removed with the biopsy. He ended his post by expressing his gratitude for the prayers and kind words he received over the past week and expressed his love for his followers.
And how has the response been from his fans and family?
The response has been overwhelmingly positive. His wife, Jessica Blevins, retweeted his post and thanked everyone for their support and prayers. Fans also replied to Ninja's announcement to show their support, expressing their happiness and relief at the news.
What impact has this had on Ninja's streaming activities?
Ninja shared in a recent stream that the procedures left him with 9 stitches and that he was still having difficulty walking normally. He also mentioned that he would be getting a checkup every 3 months for this year.
Why did Ninja decide to go public with his diagnosis?
Ninja and his wife shared in a statement that they wanted to highlight the importance of routine skin checkups. They hoped that by sharing his diagnosis and recovery, they could encourage others to take preventative measures and get regular checkups.
That's a valuable message. What can you tell us about the condition Ninja was diagnosed with?
Ninja was diagnosed with melanoma, a type of skin cancer. While the exact cause of melanoma is not clear, it typically starts on skin that's often exposed to the sun. Risk factors include a history of sunburn and exposure to UV light, according to the Mayo Clinic.
Thanks for the insights, Michael. Now, let's switch gears to the world of cinema, where Netflix's new film Scoop has been making waves, especially for its portrayal of Prince Andrew's bombshell 2019 interview with the BBC. The film features Rufus Sewell as Prince Andrew and Gillian Anderson as Emily Maitlis, the BBC host who conducted the interview. Abby, our correspondent for Simply People, is here to discuss this further. Can you tell us more about the transformation of Rufus Sewell into Prince Andrew?
Certainly, David. Sewell, who is 56, had to undergo a significant transformation to portray Prince Andrew, who was 64 at the time of the interview. Gillian Anderson recently shared behind-the-scenes photos on Instagram showing Sewell's transformation process. The photos show Sewell with prosthetic makeup underneath his chin and what appears to be an adhesive around his ears.
And how has the audience reacted to Sewell's transformation?
The response has been overwhelmingly positive. Fans have applauded Sewell's believable and realistic transformation. Comments range from, "genuinely could not believe this was the same guy," to, "Rufus nailed it. Looks just like Andy."
What about the rest of the cast? Who else is involved in this film?
In addition to Sewell and Anderson, the film also features Keeley Hawes as Amanda Thirsk, Prince Andrew's private secretary at the time, and Billy Piper as Sam McAllister, the producer who negotiated Prince Andrew's booking. The film is based on McAllister's memoir, Scoops, behind the scenes of the BBC's most shocking interviews.
What can you tell us about the film's focus and what viewers can expect?
The film aims to give viewers an inside look at how the BBC's Newsnight team secured the interview, the actual filming of it, and why Prince Andrew agreed to do it. It explores the women who broke through the Buckingham Palace establishment to secure the scoop of the decade, leading to Prince Andrew's catastrophic fall from grace. This includes everything from navigating palace vetoes to breaking through to Prince Andrew's inner circle, the high-stakes negotiations, and the intensity of rehearsal, all the way to the jaw-dropping interview itself.
Thanks for that fascinating behind-the-scenes look, Abby. Now, let's switch gears to a recent episode of Mama June Family Crisis. Anna Chickadee Cardwell expressed her mixed feelings as her sister Alana Honey Boo Boo Thompson heads off to college amid Anna's own battle with cancer. Here with us to discuss, this is James, a correspondent for Simply People. Can you tell us more about this emotional episode?
Certainly, David. In the episode, Anna joined her family members as they bid farewell to Alana, who is heading off to college. Despite their self-proclaimed dysfunctional family dynamics, they always come together for significant moments. Mama June Shannon, despite previous financial disagreements with Alana, was visibly emotional as she hugged her youngest daughter goodbye.
And how is Anna dealing with her own health issues in the midst of all this?
Anna was diagnosed with stage 4 adrenal carcinoma, and she made it clear to Alana that she didn't want her illness to hold her sister back. She expressed relief that Alana chose to leave for college instead of staying back because of her. Unfortunately, Anna passed away in December 2023, 10 months after going public with her diagnosis.
That's heartbreaking. How has the family been coping with Anna's passing?
Mama June announced Anna's death through an emotional Instagram post, stating that Anna had passed away peacefully at home. She praised Anna for her tenacious fight against cancer. Anna's journey, including her impromptu wedding to her boyfriend Eldridge Tony after her diagnosis, has been documented on season 6 of Mama June, Family Crisis.
It sounds like Anna's spirit and strength left a lasting impact. How has the show been handling her story?
The show has been documenting Anna's fight with cancer, including the planning of her impromptu wedding. The family rallied around her, with Mama June making Anna's favorite foods, and Lauren's husband Josh getting ordained online to officiate the wedding. The ceremony was emotional, with Anna and Eldridge exchanging heartfelt vows.
A truly touching story indeed. Thanks for sharing this with us, James. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply People. We'll see you back here tomorrow.